Hello and welcome to our program. We are continuing in the book of Ephesians. We are in chapter 2. Have your Bible ready. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, it says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation," which really means manner of life, "in time past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ." We're going to be looking at this in a minute. But God, what an amazing phrase that is. Listen to this message and song, simply trusting Jesus. That's what we should be doing today. The psalmist said in Psalm 28, verse 7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him."
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Jesus, that is all. Singing, if my way is clear, praying, if the path be drear, if in danger for him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 4 through 6, we read, "But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." We read here, "But God was rich in mercy." Mercy is something we do not deserve. It is not merited. It cannot be earned. Years ago, Napoleon had arrested a man for a crime that he had done, and the man's mother went to Napoleon begging for mercy for her son. Napoleon said, "Justice demands his death." The mother said, "I don't ask for justice, I plead for mercy." Napoleon said, "Your son does not deserve mercy." The mother said, "It would not be mercy if he deserved it." And Napoleon granted him his freedom. Because mercy is something that we don't deserve. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And it was his mercy. He is rich in mercy. And it says in Ephesians 2 verse 5, "Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, made us alive together with Christ." Again in verse 6, he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. That word together is found 484 times in the Bible, and it's found 7 times here in the book of Ephesians. Now, we have a choice. The Bible says in Psalm 2 and 2, "The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord." Or, as the psalmist said in Psalm 2 and verse number 2, "O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Together, what a wonderful word. We can be together with Christ, or we can be together with those who are against Christ. It's simply a choice. Well, he refers to here in verse number 7, the ages to come, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, the ages to come, all of us are going to choose. We're going to choose to focus on the things that are temporal or the things that are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18, Paul said, "The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, what we need to do is decide, make the decision, are you going to focus on the temporal things or are you going to focus on the eternal things? 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Them that love him. Well, in his kindness, in Ephesians 2:7, it says that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Kindness. Now, from Paul's perspective, when he's looking at ages to come, for him, he's going to be looking at the age of the local church age, which we are in right now. From our perspective, we're not only going to look at the local church age, which we are in right now, but all of eternity. And so we read, "We were dead in trespasses and sins." We said that's taken us into the place where God says no trespassing. As unsaved people, we say, "I don't care what God says, I'm going to go where I want." Sins is simply missing the mark. And so now, he says, "But now we're together with Christ." Romans 8 and verse 8 says we will live with him. Romans 8 and 17 says we are joint heirs with Christ. 2 Corinthians 6 and 1, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain." Back in Ephesians 2:7 talks about his grace in kindness toward us. And so God says, the Lord says here through Paul, don't receive the grace of God in vain. We read in Psalm 117, verse 2, "His merciful kindness is great toward us." What are we going to do with the grace that brings this kindness into our lives? Are we going to ignore it, or are we going to walk as we should walk, which this book of Ephesians is really all about? Way back in Nehemiah 9, verse 17, Nehemiah said, "Thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness." God actually has such grace that he begs us to take his gifts. Would we do that? I mean, would we offer a gift to someone and say, "I don't think I want that"? Oh, please, we wouldn't beg them to take it. We'd be insulted if they didn't take our gift. In John chapter 21, verse number 4, we read Jesus stood on the shore. Now, he had been crucified, he had risen from the dead, he had met with the disciples for about 40 days, the Bible says there, and he is explaining to them some of the things that are coming and that the kingdom will be down the road a couple of thousand years. And Peter said, I forget that. I thought we were going to have the kingdom. I thought we were going to kick out the Romans and I was going to have a throne and we were going to, oh no, and forget that. I go fishing. He gave up, and the other disciples went with him. And what do we read in John 21 and 4? Jesus stood on the shore. Now, you know, he could have said, I've had enough of these fellows. I'm going back to heaven. I mean, after everything he's done for them, I go fishing. When it says Jesus stood on the shore, he stood there all night. He was still there in the morning. What grace, what love that God would beg us to take his gifts. Is it any wonder we have this verse that talks about the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus? Well, and in verse number 8, we read, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We'll look at this in our next program.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
When through the woods and forest glades I wander, sweetly in the trees.
When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. then sings my soul.